WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Discipline Switch. Today, we're diving headfirst into something that affects all of us. Our relationship with technology and social media. Ever feel like your phone has a mind of its own? Like it's constantly demanding your attention, pulling you in for just one more scroll? You know that feeling when you try to put it down, but then your thumb just automatically goes back to the screen? Yeah, me too. But listen, before you start throwing your phone out the window, although, wouldn't that be a hilarious headline? I want to say this. Technology isn't inherently bad. It's a powerful tool. And when used wisely, it can connect us, inform us, and even entertain us. But just like any good tool, it needs to be wielded responsibly. That's where setting healthy limits comes in. Think of it like exercise for your brain. We all know we need physical activity, right? Well, our mental well-being needs a workout too. By consciously deciding how and when we engage with technology, we can reclaim control over our time and attention. So, what are some key takeaways to help us navigate this digital world like champs? First up, be aware of your usage patterns. Seriously, take a look at your phone's screen time reports. It might just blow your mind. Once you see how much time you're actually spending scrolling, liking, and sharing, you can start to identify areas where you can cut back. You'd be surprised how those little 5-minute breaks here and there add up over the course of a day. Next, create tech-free zones. This could be your bedroom at night, the dinner table, or even just a specific hour each day dedicated to offline activities. Imagine having dinner with family without the constant distraction of phones buzzing on the table. It's amazing how much more present and connected you feel when you're truly engaged in the moment. Think about your motivations for using social media. Are you genuinely connecting with friends, learning something new, or simply escaping from boredom? If it's mostly the latter, maybe it's time to find alternative ways to fill that void. Explore a new hobby, read a book, go for a walk in nature. There's a whole world out there beyond the screen. Speaking of alternatives, remember that real-life interactions are priceless. Nothing beats catching up with friends over coffee, having a good laugh together, or simply sharing a meal with loved ones. These experiences create lasting memories and strengthen our relationships in ways that digital interaction can't replicate. Finally, don't be afraid to take breaks. If you're feeling overwhelmed by the constant stream of information and notifications, step away from the screen for a while. Go for a walk, meditate, listen to music, anything that helps you recharge and reconnect with yourself. Trust me, your mind will thank you for it. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy college student who felt constantly glued to her phone. She'd scroll through social media during lectures, text friends during meals, and even check her notifications while walking across campus. It was draining. Then she decided to set some boundaries. No phones at the dinner table, tech-free study sessions, and designated unplugged time each evening. The result? Sarah felt more focused, less stressed, and actually had time for activities she enjoyed, like playing guitar and hanging out with friends in person. She even discovered a passion for writing, something she hadn't explored before because she was always too busy scrolling. So, there you have it. Practical tips and real-world examples to help you take control of your tech usage and create a healthier relationship with technology and social media. Remember, It's about balance, using these tools to enhance our lives, not let them consume us. The key takeaway here is simple. You are the boss. You get to decide how technology fits into your life, not the other way around. So, step up, set those boundaries, and reclaim your time and attention. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your strategies for staying balanced with technology? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag us on social media using the Discipline Switch. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode packed with tips and insights to help you level up your life. Until next time, keep switching.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.